It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 5:45. This is the Morning Sickness. There's Brady, Creepy, Big Dick Toledo. My name's John Holmberg, and off we go for a perfect day in paradise. It's going to be absolutely stunning. And after yesterday's biblical nightmare that blew through the town, well, then, gosh darn it all, we got clean air, too. So top that, everybody else. Below freezing. Perfect morning. Way to start it all off. But yeah, little funnel cloud over the city yesterday. They kept filming that thing. Sky Harbor said, oh boy, that's a real tornado. And it started to move the sky and come right down. Turns out it was right over by Paradise Valley Mall. It started to drop down on top of it. The videos are pretty cool because it's the middle of the day. It makes you feel like you're in another place.
Did it touch down?
Nope. It started to do that thing where it was like, oh, here we go. It's that last move a tornado makes when it just kind of jets to the ground.
And it's like, too cold.
But it was pretty thick, yeah. It was like, nah, I don't do this here. So we're getting those starting to show up a lot. It's pretty neat. That one was neat yesterday. It was small, but it was pretty cool. And then the hail, I didn't get any at my house, but.
We didn't get any hail either in Gilbert. It's rain.
The people who did had like floods of ice rainwater going down their roads. It was pretty cool. Good storm yesterday. I like it. Now it's out of the way, and we can move on. And turn back into, evidently, we're Alabama now, because the news last night wouldn't stop focusing on the fact that some UFO floated over our city again Sunday and started to drop more. Brett, you better watch it. You're the type that they pick up. Brett Vesely is the type that they're going to pick up.
Why do you say that?
Because he's a rube. He's a hillbilly. He's one of those types. You know, they go after those guys. Working in the middle of the night, sitting here all by himself.
That's true. Nobody will ever believe it.
When he laughs, he goes, good, 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 good. And that's exactly who they like. They like people who sound like that, live alone, work alone. All night by themselves,
looking
staring
out the window.
Yeah, staring out of windows in the middle of the night going, what the hell? And nobody's going to believe them.
Never thought of that. Yeah, we would never believe Brett Vesely. Nope.
Vesely is the target for aliens, and they're flying around looking for him. Another one came by Sunday.
He'd probably enjoy a good probing.
Would you take it for the space ride?
Hell no.
Would you take it for $20? All right, let's talk. Yeah, so the you wouldn't do that for a space ride either? You and Brady are the same. You're that afraid of gay that you don't want to go to space for basically a proctological
answers
exam.
To the universe, possibly.
Yeah, just to see things that no man has ever seen before. To do no interest, no curiosity. That's the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Just to be in space is like to go travel the far reaches, to understand things.
With alien beings? Yeah.
And they're clearly more advanced than us, or they wouldn't be here in the first place. You hop in their ship, and they can teach you all sorts of stuff you can bring back to us, and then go, oh, I now have the patent for space travel on Earth. I'm going to also be a trillionaire. Nah.
Doctors here have to put cameras in
you
all the time.
They put a thing in my butt. Fags. I'm not going to space for that. To be a trillionaire.
The average proctological exam, that's fine. But you're talking about a monster going in there.
I'm not talking about that. You're assuming that. All I said probing.
No, that was the...
We never said monster.
Never once did I say anything about a size.
Just said a probing.
Ever. You just are... You get scared of gay and you go Julio Gomez and you put that in.
I thought you were talking about Julio Gomez size probing.
No. Even if it was. So what? Still just a human penis.
Yeah,
but a probing is, I mean, still, you could leave. They give you a couple, like in your parting gifts is technology that you can't even imagine. And you bring it back here. It's yours. And you just say, well, this is mine. I now own this. And you go to Boeing and say, you guys can build all this stuff because we can now take it. And I get the patent on it. That's $1 trillion. I'm a $1 trillion man. No way. Too gay. Brett's got the same thing. I don't get it. It's worth it, man. Plus, what if they like black holes or this, and this, and you learn how to travel like everywhere? You can see everything. Like Eric said, it answers questions of the universe.
Like pretty big.
You come back with people are looking at you and go, "What is it?" And like, "We've got it all wrong, guys."
I wouldn't tell anyone. Screw them.
I would make them pay me.
Yeah.
I'd come back here with like, "I know everything." I'd be like Dr. Manhattan. I'd be like, "If you want to know, I mean, I am the most powerful man ever now." Are you gay? Come on. Really? That's what you're. That's why we're so not advanced.
One probing doesn't make me gay.
No, one probing makes me curious for that like hour, and then later I'm back to normal. But yeah, there was a bunch of lights over Mesa. It hovered for a second, and the video is kind of interesting because then it kind of lined up straight up and down, and then started to dump lights down, and those lights went out on their own. And again, I like now that the military and everybody isn't scrambling to lie to us like the Patriots do when they get caught with something. The military, the airport, everybody else sits back and says, "We don't know." And we saw it. We have no idea what it is.
Maybe it's the same thing, similar to the Patriots. They're filming a documentary.
That could be.
A new show.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. The Patriots story is interesting only because if you're, let's say you got caught cheating on your wife, right? And you kind of got punished, but it wasn't nearly as bad as it probably should have been. I mean, you got caught. It was bad. You got a couple girls pregnant. You were banging a lot of chicks for a long time, and then you got caught, right? What position are you never going to get in again? What are you not
going
to do?
That one.
You're not going to go to a singles mixer and be seen at it. You're not going to go to a bar and put your arm around a chick. And yet the Patriots, who get caught filming stuff years ago, whether you think it was really bad or whether you think it was, nothing, they still got busted. They lost draft picks. The team got fined. Belichick lost $500,000 personally, got fined. And you got to think to yourself, well, that's something we stay away from. So then they get a camera crew, team sponsored, to go
do your job.
Do your job documentary, which is filming the other teams that you're scouting. That was the segment they were doing. Yeah. They were following a scout for future games. It just so happened to be the Bengals. And the Bengals looked at these guys like, this isn't normal behavior, and went over to where they were filming and said, "What are you doing?" "Oh, we're with the Patriots." "Right. We know what you guys do with cameras. Why are you filming our play calls? Why are you filming from the press box to the field, which is the biggest taboo in NFL scouting? Oh, we're doing a documentary because, you know, we're the Patriots. And you guys know what you're known for, right?" "Oh, yeah, filming from the press box illegally," which we're doing again. And then they have it on a guy filmed with his phone, filmed the altercation where the guy's like, "Give me the thing." And he goes, "Oh, no, we'll just delete it." And he goes, no. Give me what you got." He goes, "No, we'll just delete the parts you guys don't like."
The Bengals, haven't they been through enough?
They're 1-12. If you're filming the Bengals to get an advantage,
of all the
holy
teams.
Christ, you're doing it to everyone. If you got caught filming the Bengals, you're still filming every team, and it's just habit.
I mean, that's just ridiculous. If they're going to the Chiefs facility, that's
right,
one thing.
Totally,
I
kind of get it.
Expect that.
Kind of like, well, the Patriots,
Bengals?
Patriots are at it again. But this just tells me they've done it to every team they've played this year. They've filmed them all, and the ones they've lost to are the ones they don't have film on. They're like, we couldn't sneak into the Chiefs, so they did it again. But that's the equivalent.
They were hoping for something else. Else they wouldn't have said, "Hey, let's just forget the whole thing. We'll just delete it."
Right. Well, they were trying to get out of it. I mean, and then
would you say that?
The Bengals coach and then the Bengals themselves said, we got real curious as to why that was going on, and we didn't like it. And the Bengals saw what was on it and said, "They filmed our play calls. This is bad. This is exactly what we have rules against." And the Patriots are like, we didn't have anything to do with it. That's a separate unit from the Patriots. It's a film. I have nothing to do with it.
They never see it.
Which is like I was saying, you got caught cheating on your wife 100 times, and then 5-6 years later, you're at lunch with the hottest girl ever, just going, it's just lunch. I decided to take a girl to lunch. Well, we know your history. This looks bad. Why are you sending film crews?
He says we don't see it until it comes out on the program.
Right.
Whatever the TV.
We don't know what it is until they release it on the internet. That's some TV show.
Then we watch it.
Completely separate from the football operations. It's your scouts. It couldn't be less separate from the football operation. If your scouts have videotape from the film crew to look at while they're in the plane ride back to New England and say, okay, here's what we know. And then they don't even have to show Bill the tape, which is true. Bill's not lying that they wouldn't show him the tape. They'd just come back with extra information scouts aren't supposed to have. and say, we got extra footage that we're not allowed to get, Bill, and this is what we gleaned from that. Yeah, I didn't see any of those tapes, but I got five guys who break down tapes for me, like Siskel and Ebert, so we're going to do well. It's on to Cincinnati. Idiots.
The fact that, it could make sense that if you're going to do a scout, do your job.
Right.
Brady, that's the team to do it on.
It isn't the team to do it on. If you're the guys who got caught. No. If you're the guys who got caught filming, you don't buy cameras anymore. You just don't send cameras to other teams'
that's
facilities.
A new crew,
that
though,
is
John.
Not a new crew. It's the same crew. It's Belichick and Kraft and all these guys. If you got caught filming before, you just don't. Look, guys, I know we're not. Even if you're up to everything's perfect, you just don't do it. If you bang blondes like crazy on the side and you got 20 blondes under your belt and it's known, you don't go to lunch with the hot blonde from work anymore. You just don't. It's like, I can't. It looks bad. I know it's nothing. I know it's just a business meeting, but I can't. Because you're going to say, oh, he's with blondes again. That's the first thing people think. You're cheating again. They're cheating again, and they're doing it against children. The Cincinnati Bengals are children. This isn't fair.
And they just happen to be playing them
next week. Yeah, it's like right on time, which tells me that this has been going on since, like, bottom line is we have never stopped. And we're going to do it more even after, because the punishment was light. And then they started to say again, the NFL's like, we'll never release the tape. First thing the NFL says, nobody needs to see this, which is what they said about the Spygate tapes when Goodell went up and said, I'll destroy these. There's no reason to ever look further into this. We know what happened. We've punished them, and that's enough.
What if it comes out, there's a little meeting that was happening, and Belichick says, I want to put 77 up on the Bengals next week.
Maybe. It could be.
Get out there.
If they did. I mean, but the good thing is the Bengals can't do a lick of good on the field, but their security team saw New England Patriots guys walking around with tripods and cameras up around the press box, and they're like,
Well, hey, what's up, fellas?
They're kind of known for this. Like, if OJ was on your porch with a knife,
I'm just out.
Not a good look. Bad optics, OJ. You've kind of got a rep.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, but still, OJ with a knife, not a good idea. You should never hold a knife again, ever.
I never thought it really looked good for Pete Rose going to Las Vegas to sign stuff.
It doesn't, which is why baseball still struggles saying, we would let you back in, but now all you do is hang out in Vegas and gamble and sign things.
He's a jackass.
And be an idiot, and it's like, we can't do it. You've embraced the other side. Of course they can't. I think Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. I think Pete Rose should be back in baseball. Most people do. But then when you talk to Pete Rose, or you see him, and he's in a sports book doing an interview about how he never gambled on baseball, you're like, well, you idiot.
He's been such a jackass that they're going to wait till he dies. And then
they'll do it after he dies, because then no interviews in Caesar's sports book can happen saying he's deserved this his whole life. So they have to wait for him to croak to go, we'll do the right thing. We just can't do it while he's still around, because he's such a dickhead. And he's still doing the thing that he's in trouble for, except for now he can do it legally. It just looks bad. If you've been busted doing something dumb, you can't hold that dumb thing again. And the Patriots did. Morons. And everybody keeps talking about how smart they all are and how brilliant they keep getting caught. They're terrible at this, but they're great at getting rid of tapes, because that Orchids of Asia thing that
that tape was
suppressed by the courts and will not ever be publicized. They're great at getting rid of tapes, you know. And the biggest fine that came from that guy getting an illegal hand job in the sex trade, Robert Kraft, was he actually had to just pay for his hand job. Nothing else happened there. He had to pay some lawyers to make sure that thing never saw the light of day. That's it. No crime. Crazy. And if there's a tape with evidence that says you didn't do it, why are you suppressing that? They're great at getting rid of tapes. But yeah, their argument is, it's part of another part of the Patriots. I don't even know what that is. Well, we did something wrong. We admit that.
It's our digital branch.
But they did that yesterday, though. They find that later in the day, they said that they admitted to inappropriate filming. They admitted it. We did that. So, what are you going to do? Take money away again?
Guys, just go until you hit glass.
Yeah, and that's basically what I think happened. And the Bengals, congratulations. That's the Bengals' biggest win of the year. They caught them. They did it.
Patriots. Come on.
Yeah, it's the last headache you want.
No, you don't carry cameras around when you're, when you know, if you're, you know, you killed Bob Crane with one. You just don't do it. It's just the stupidest thing in the world. And yet they got caught again.
It's like setting up three or four air compressors on the sidelines of the bench of the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It's like, it's like signing a deal with the, with a company that does pumps. We make pumps for bike tires and stuff, and we're the main sponsor of the Patriots. And I was like, this is, this is a really bad idea. Just don't. No, no, they're paying us a lot of money. I understand, but you got to find a different sponsor.
Brought to you by Fix-A-Flat.
Right. When the PSI's just off a little bit, Fix-A-Flat, your New England Patriots main sponsor. It's the stupidest thing ever. So congratulations, Bengals. Your biggest win of the year is shaking your head going, really? You're filming us? I'll tell you the plays.
Now the Patriots have to lose.
Yeah. This play is called the Spider 2 Wide Banana. It's usually a loss of three. If you want us to tell you our plays, here's, this one's called Incomplete Pass. I mean, we actually have plays called that.
Zach Taylor shows all his plays on his right. crayon drawings.
Yeah.
Hey, here they are.
This stick goes to here, and my big red-headed stick throws the ball here, which is where the guys on the other team are standing. And then he runs, and then there's a big man that we hope comes out of the ground and swallows up the other team. That's called God, I hope this happens play.
That's how I picture their coach talking.
Because he's 12 years old.
I haven't heard a press conference.
This play works every time, you see, because there's three X's diagonally.
Yeah. This play is called God's Plan, where we close our eyes and throw the ball straight up in the air and hope one of our guys grabs it. We'll tell you our plays. By the way, you know we're the Bengals, right?
You know, I touched Sean McVay once.
I've been around him. I was a quarterback's guy, too. So
his cloak.
By the way, if you're interested in hiring me. I don't know much about football, but I have dined with Sean McVay.
Let's go get him!
Which in 2019 means job. The Bengals got the worst of the McVay touches. Like, McVay was tired that day, I'll touch one more guy. But I think I might be out of power. But
at the end of the season, if he gets to sit down with them for an hour and a half.
And regenerate.
They'll give him a 4-year extension.
Oh, yeah. I understand he was the third guy in on McVay's talks this year. Last year, it was 11th. I think McVay was out of McVay juice. His beard isn't even very good this year. Boy, when he talks to McVay. We get him in first next year. We're going to win 8 games. But yeah, you're filming the Bengals. High school teams look at the Bengals and go, let's not take their place. These are awful plays. But yeah, you might be right. Maybe Belichick's like, I need to get our rep back. We're putting 70 on the Bengals next week, and I need to know I need to have a little advantage on that. They're still a football team. So.
They're struggling a bit right now.
So they need to. It goes back to my theory: the WWE is running football now because, again, all off the field stuff is the reasons we talk. We never talk about games anymore. We talk about all the stuff that goes on, all the soap opera.
We need something we can talk about for the week.
Yeah, the choreographed soap opera that comes out usually Monday afternoon is what we talk about until the Thursday night nightmare, especially on a bad Monday night game like last night's Giants-Eagles thing, which I watched none of. There haven't been many times in my life where Monday night football's been an absolute no way. I didn't even think about watching it. Just done.
Do you think the crew that gets together think about these things like, let's see, we can get some great memes out of this? All the things that you want to do, you know. Right. Will it last the week? Yep.
Right. Well, wouldn't you, if you were the crew for the Patriots, go, guys, don't point the camera at the field from up here. It's just because, well, we're not doing anything wrong. I know we're not doing anything wrong. But just so we don't get blamed for doing anything wrong, just point it at the scout. Point it at the guy that we're doing the segment on the internet for our NewEnglandPatriots.com page that no one's going to watch called Do Your Job, the Scouts. How many clicks does that get? Oh, I wonder what a day in the life of a scout's like. I have no time to kill today.
We're doing it for kids in the elementary school level. It's, it's a teaching curriculum.
It's a 45-minute look at what scouts do. But that's the thing. The NFL has to release this tape just because the perception's so bad. So if they took 2 minutes of film, like if they filmed the field for a couple minutes from where they're not supposed to be doing it, then you're like, all right, I can see it. But if it's like an accidental 35-minute, and they say, oh, we're trying to get B-roll for our documentary, so we just filmed the, if you get like 40 minutes of tape of just the field, you were up to no good again. Because B-roll takes 5 minutes, you move, you take another shot of B-roll, take another shot of B-roll, and you move on. You don't sit and set up one camera shot for half an hour, just getting background footage or B-roll footage, just so you can do your scout internet piece. That's stuff they do at the Cronkite school. The Cronkite kids don't make that mistake.
Maybe Roger will make a ruling and say, since you mess around with cameras so much and this is happening, every Patriot staff member, coach, will have to wear a body cam. So they're held accountable and everything
like
they're doing.
I would like that. And Bill would like that. Does it have a Zoom? Bill, cut it out. I just want to know what I'm dealing with there. If Scott Peterson got out of jail today and then got on a thing and like was okay for a couple weeks, you're like, what a terrible man, but he's out. So, you know, he's paid his dues. And then the next time you see him, he's in a boat fishing.
With his new girlfriend?
No. You can't. You can never fish again, dude. You can't. I know you might actually be fishing, but you can't do it. No fishing for you, Scott. Why?
He's got to give up fishing?
Yes, he has got to give up fishing. He has to. He has got to. He's got to stay as far away from dinghies and boats and fish.
He's booked for 8 different charters.
He's just, you know, by himself and one lady. It's no, Scott, no. He could never say to a woman, it's like, I forgive you for everything you've done, Scott. Would you like to go out on my boat tomorrow?
I'm still not going out on the boat, though. No, I'm not. That's horrifying. It's where you chop women's heads off and quarter them and throw them in the ocean.
Once.
Still, that's enough.
Jeez. I love fishing. I don't know what the big deal is. Yeah, you have to not do it. Just whatever you're known for bad, don't do more of it. Don't. Unless you're the Patriots, which you just don't care. There's no punishment for them. They never get punished. They always have a, we didn't do anything wrong. I'll have to give you a couple hundred grand. Those will go away. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? 585-9800 is the number. You give it to us good and strong. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
97.9. 98. 98.